Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, key news headline, New Jersey parents protest mandatory flu shots, but the health workers themselves won't even take it. That's some of what's coming up. Let's go back to Matt in Michigan. Well, what a can of worms I opened. You can't put that horse back in the barn. I kind of just stumbled into the whole nest of this. But we're talking about zeitgeist continually. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, no, hey, talking about zeitgeist, for me it was just more like, you know, he conducted the interview. You know, anybody that listens to you knows that you interrupt quite a bit. And like I said, I just don't think you gave him a fair shot at getting his points across, you know, trying to explain where he was coming from with some of the points, you know.
With more generalities, I would sit back for like 10 minutes, and then he would start asking me questions. I would say, go ahead, run. And then he would just continue to make statements that I know are unequivocally on their face wrong.
No, to a certain extent, a lot of the stuff that he did say was wrong. And like I said, I disagree with, you know, a lot of.
Look, here's the deal. Here's the deal. I don't claim it isn't all about me. I am an aggressive loudmouth, but I'm also not stupid. You know, I mean, I'm not bashing folks who live up in New York. They're great people, and we've got three affiliates up there. Every time I go up there, they think we ride to work in horses. They think we have outhouses here. Texas has the fourth largest city, the fifth largest city, and the tenth largest city. You know, NASA is based here. And so I think there's some really bad stereotypes. Like, I don't think if somebody's black that they're inherently stupid. And I don't think because somebody's from Alabama or because somebody's from Nigeria or because somebody's from Iran, they're stupid. And I'm not trying to put stereotypes on people in the East. But look, if you want me to do the show in a voice like this, I could do an NPR voice. In fact, I'm going to do an NPR voice for the next 20 minutes. How's that sound?
Does that sound great?
And I'll talk slow to you. Would you think I was real smart?
Hey, let me
talk to you like this. Birds are taught how to make nests. No, we will be inherently good. There will be no money, no class, no state. You will be reeducated. Oh, the Theophacy Society. Oh, I'm afraid, Dave. I'm afraid. You want me to do Delphi technique with you? Do you want me to talk like that? Matt, are you there? Matt, why are you attacking me, Matt? Matt, all I'm trying to do is give solutions. Alex Jones never gives solutions. He just gave about five with Ron Paul earlier. He just doesn't give simple solutions that you can put on the back of a cereal box. He tells you to individually awaken and study human activity from a sociological perspective. But, again, he was born in Texas. So was Howard Hughes, and he was stupid and bad, too. No one from Texas can think they drag their knuckles. They ride horses. They're stupid and cowardly and bad. But we, who speak like... I mean, I was watching their guru, this is the Office Society guru. And I watch these gurus. Now, some of them are actually really smart, but most of them, they'll just sit there on a podium, and then they all pose with each other when they're having discussions, just look at each other and go, oh, there will be a future. Man will change. Everyone goes, oh, my gosh. Well, see, I can talk, too. There is a well we stare into and see the black surface of the water, a reflection of the soul and the deepness of infinity, where larks fly in the sky and the stars twinkle.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about the newest hydrogen technology available. Gas Freedom is an affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil companies don't want you to know. Learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car and experience the most powerful hydrogen cells available. Visit gasfreedom.info and receive $59.95 off of your order by using coupon code GCN. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Back live, continuing with your phone calls. Alex in Germany, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, welcome.
Hey, I was just laughing so hard when you did that voice. I mean, Peter Joseph, he sounds like the computer HAL from the movie 2001, A Space Odyssey.
I'm afraid, Dave.
Exactly.
I'm afraid.
Don't kill me. And he's knowingly pushing Illuminati communism. I mean, I've studied the communists. My great-grandfather, he was put in a gulag camp, and apparently he didn't like the reconditioning. And I've also studied these Illuminati mystery theosophical groups. A few kilometers from where I live is Ingolstadt. And
no one said there wouldn't be pain. We have to do this for the greater good.
Exactly, and you saw how these different New World Order member groups played their good cop, bad cop routine. Like the Vatican, for example, they said signs of evil. And then came these Adam Weishaupt guys, and they went to these young, talented, educated people and said, look, we're the alternative. You know, we're going to work in secret and eradicate Christianity, eradicate classes, and create world peace. I mean, this is the same garbage, and I mean, Peter Joseph...
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. I watched it, and all these 9/11 truthers and people that are against the Federal Reserve, they're calling me going, what, you don't think 9/11's an inside job? You you don't think the Federal Reserve is bad. I'm like, that's not what I'm saying. And then they want to argue about Christianity, and I'm saying, forget all that. What I'm saying is, this is the inner New World Order doctrine, repackaged, and then it turns out it's, now I've looked at it, both films are actually Theosophic Society packages. And again, I don't want to spend all day on it, because, you know, it's only one small part of a larger system. It's just, I hate seeing people get fooled. You know, I hate seeing mothers that think it's the law, they got to shoot their kids up with vaccines full of mercury, and they're just not going to believe me. So, you know, people didn't believe 9/11 was an inside job. It's going to take time.
Exactly. A second thing I want to bring up is we did an interview with a German law professor, and he's the guy who almost stopped the European Union centralization process in Germany and Austria. And we interviewed him for our little radio program, and he agreed with us on anything we threw at him. He knew about the plans for a world government. He heard about the North American Union. He knew about staged government terror threats. I mean, he knew it all. It was amazing. This guy's like 68 years old. And his lawsuits, his constitutional lawsuits, are responsible for us now having the chance, the possibility to opt out of the European Union. I mean, he put that in there when he sued against that, the Maastricht Treaty, and the other treaties that came afterwards. And,
well, the argument of the establishment is, well, world government isn't perfect and it's bad, but it's the structure we need to build the utopia. And so it needs to be done. And then if you argue with me, I'll just say that you're an intellectual midget and you have no facts, and then just show you a drawing of a spaceship.
And he explains to
us. Look, a spaceship. I mean, that's what the communists would do. They would show all the farm workers, we're going to take you off the farms and take your land and send you into these communes. Look, a spaceship picture. Oh, a spaceship. Oh, my gosh, a space. Oh, glistening cities. I'm for it.
I was reminded of the animated TV adaptation of Orwell's Animal Farm, you know, where the pigs tell the other animals that there's going to be this technology and everything's going to be fine. And so this law professor, Schachtschneider, he explained that they cannot admit that the European Union is a super state, because if they would admit that, the German Supreme Court, the Bundesverfassungsgericht, then would have to say, no, it's illegal, we cannot allow that. So that's why they don't admit that it's a super state, and they
keep that a secret. You just don't understand why global government is needed.
Yeah, I don't understand.
You just can't grasp it.
No, I perfectly understand what this is about. And this is, I mean, I've put up an article without all the quotes. I translated the quotes. The whole article is up on the Prison Planet forums, and so everybody can check that out and see what's going on.
Does he speak Englander?
Excuse me?
Does he speak English?
No, I translated everything. I wrote an article in English and put it up on the Prison Plan forums. I translated the quotes, the most important quotes from that radio interview. It's all there so everybody can have a look at it.
All right. Good to hear from you, Alex, in Germany. Let's go ahead and talk to Jeff in Texas. You're on the air, Jeff.
Hey, Alex. I was calling in to let you know I wasted an hour and a half watching that addendum yesterday.
I'm surprised you can even talk, being from Texas.
Well, that's the interesting thing.
Oh, you poor thing.
I'm actually a recovered New Age cult member. So I've
got there's no such thing as religion. More fake Christian dogma. Meanwhile, we push the Theosophic Society, which worships Lucifer. But that's the only thing that exists. Everything else is false. You're coming at me with your pre-programmed knuckle-dragging Christianness. Oh, you can't.
No,
you're not even allowed to comment.
That's nice, Guru, but I've actually been there, done that. And so, you know, what I'm calling to tell people is, you know, I was in the cults. I did the little seances. I took the mind-altering substances that move it from the realm of belief to experience. So, you know, that's how they're brainwashing these people, is they get them to experience these altered states of reality with the meditation. But the point that I'd like to make is, went to a family gathering called Drums Across the World in 94. And, you know, it was the classic family gathering. And when you left, of course, the Nazi cops were at the gate. And, you know, I looked around and I realized that this whole concept of this, you know, Marxist idealism, which is basically what's thrown around in all of these New Age circles, mixed with the old age theosophy, it was impractical, it was impossible, and none of these kids are learning how to take care of themselves.
And they claim they're anti-establishment, but the very core of the elite, this is their religion.
It is their religion.
That's all I'm saying. I'm like, you notice he never wanted to get into the New World Order. Oh, they're nothing. They're idiots. They don't know what they're doing. We're going to build something better. And I'm like, no, they're building the scientific dictatorship.
Here's the damage he's doing. His solutions at the end were completely, completely bunk. The solutions that people need are learn to grow your own food, learn to be self-sufficient.
Decentralization, but it's not simple. It isn't just a one-line throwaway line. It means a journey of you getting informed and involved and not just constantly bumping around inside your head, you know, plumbing your inner depths and speaking to spiritual guides. It's about actually getting out there and doing something.
And the way that I made it out of all this New Age cult stuff was, you know, I was always grounded in the biblical Jesus, and they were kind of pushing the world Christ at me to kind of bait me. And, you know, that was all fine, and I went into it. But when they started pushing that, you know, homosexuality and gender neutrality, which is part of the New Age agenda, I think there's a lot of guys just like me that are going to draw the line right there. When they try to tell you that Jesus was a homosexual, it just does not jive with anything that we know historically.
Well, that's the thing, is they change it for whatever they want. And I'm not here bashing, you know, groups and people. And
that's right.
But listen, I appreciate your call. The point, I want to move on to, I believe, John in San Francisco. They just told me disagrees, and I'm sorry I didn't put him to the head of the line. But, yeah, great points, Jeff. The whole point about that is I don't want heterosexuals or homosexuals teaching 5-, 6-, 7-year-old children about sex in the name of sex education. It's not. It's indoctrination. I want them innocent as long as possible because that's how they're meant to be in that state. They're not meant to get into sex till they hit puberty. And then it's a very special thing to have children and bring the next generation in the world. So, you know, people need to realize that's a big step and a big decision. Does that mean I wasn't wild? Does that mean I'm up here judging people? No, I'm just saying all this promiscuity is very, very destructive. Okay? You know, I'm against wild, uncontrolled genetic engineering in laboratories. And I'm saying people need to, you know, think about reproduction and think about what sex really is. I don't know, man. Once you have children you're taking care of and once you have people that depend on you, it just becomes, your whole mindset shifts when you become a parent. All that biology kicks in. And I think you get a lot greater understanding, at least if you're centered. Okay, John in San Francisco, you're on the air.
Alex, honored to be on the show. Pleasure to talk to you.
Good to have you here. What's on your mind?
Hey, what do you want to talk about first, Zeitgeist or Money Masters? I disagree with things in both.
Whatever you want. I thought you said you disagree with me, so we're putting to the head of the line.
Okay, thanks. All right, so on the Zeitgeist thing, you know, the only issue I had with you yesterday, Alex, was that you didn't address the most, the thing that he kept arguing about directly, which was the scarcity principle, and that somehow they've got some new system that's going to avoid scarcity.
Well, I agree. Technology is going to avoid a lot of scarcity if it was allowed to be developed and distributed, and I'm all for that. The problem is the elite is moving with their own scientific dictatorship to create a world police state and then reduce the world population before that step towards the singularity in energy, singularity in computing. So that's my whole point, is that we're in the middle of a raging battle right now, and then we've got this theosophic original view from which much of the current architecture comes from, and they're claiming the same theosophic system that they sell the low-level dreamers and well-meaning people on. I'm saying, hey, I've seen this before, and it's like, no, you haven't.
Well, you know, we're not in the transhumanist period yet. We're still human beings. Scarcity is always going to be here. There's no way around it. And that's the nature of reality. And all he was doing was giving us some rehashed, Marxist utopia nonsense. If any of these guys, you know, spend two seconds reading, you know, some of the people that you like so much, like the Lou Rockwells and those guys and the Mises, they'll know that, pricing calculations would doom the Soviet-Russian Marxist empire, and it's an invaluable part of economics. You can't get around it.
Well, it's also how humans are designed. We are competitive, and that can lead to very dangerous things. It can also lead to great things. Let's keep talking about it on the other side, John. We'll be right back. I want to get into the economy and forced inoculations.
You know, the little battles, the little pathetic battles I'm fighting.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride. With sword and pistol by my side. A young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25, but I am still alive.
I was a sailor. I was born upon the tide. With the sea I did abide. I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico. I went aloft to furl the mainsail and I blow. And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed. But I'm living still. I was a dam builder across the river deep and wide, where steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that great tomb that knows no sound. But I'm still around. I'll always be around and around and around and around and around.
Don't stop torturing people. I just love the Highwayman Ballad. And Willie told me that's his favorite song. This one right here.
I fly a starship across the universe divide. And when I reach the other side, I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can. Perhaps I may become a highwayman again. Or I may simply be a single drop of rain. But I will remain. I'll be back again and again and again.
All right, John. Look, I know we got John, Scott, Helen, Nick, James, Roger. I want to get to all of you. I'm Rodney. I'm out of control. I'm out of control. I'd rather be sitting around listening to music. Finishing up with John in San Francisco, you wanted to make a point about the Money Masters.
Yeah, well, you're going to sing with Willie when he comes to Texas?
I don't think I sing very good. Go ahead.
So one quick thing, too, as an atheist, I have some issues with the First Sight guys, too. I think he, just a quick point, he mixes his Christmas and Easter metaphors, you know? He jams them all in together with the winter solstice. Just seems like a mess to me. I think he's got some real thought problems. But moving on to the Money Master guys, you know, the one of the things that you seem to agree with them is that we should move back to scrip, which was the currency that that we used, I guess, after the Civil War.
I'm saying we can have a debate about government-issued fiat that's controlled, but the public educated and aware, or we could look at the von Mises angle of gold and silver, but any of it can be manipulated because it's the nature of man that we're not inherently bad, but we inherently do have a lot of bad people, and we're bad and good.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, anytime you get the, you know, look, the government is, everything implicit in what the government does is the gun. So, you know, whenever you have the government telling you what to do, forcing, you know, the money monopoly on you, there's always, it's always rife with abuse. You know, people should be able to use whatever they want as a...
Oh, I agree with Zeitgeist that we can move away from what we know as current currency, and then there can be all, you know, computer systems can decide, and you decide what system to subscribe to, you know, to automatically offer, you know, say different stocks or different commodities. And literally people could pay out of a stock market. But then that could be manipulated, too. I mean, there's just so many different ways to do it. But saying we're going to just magically get rid of money and exchange chickens and pigs again, it's just not going to work.
Absolutely. But I have to say, I don't want to be a Mises shill by any stretch of the imagination. But you know, I like Ron Paul's proposal. His idea is let's have an alternate currency. Let people use whatever they want. Let's not, you know, tax.
I agree, but that's hard to implement at first. Right now, should we be giving trillions of dollars to the private banks that engineered this? No, we should seize them as criminals that took control of our government and engineered this and nationalize that bank right now and then monetize the debt and get rid of it. And then we could go to gold or silver or some other system and have a debate about that.
Absolutely agree. And in fact, there's no reason under the sun. Anybody who doesn't get the Federal Reserve argument just has to ask themselves a question. Why do we give a monopoly to a semi-private company and then have them charge us interest for that monopoly?
I agree. Back to Zeitgeist real quick. You know, as an atheist, do you get my point that I'm saying, wait, they're the ones that are bringing up their own New Age religious stuff, so if they're going to claim they're atheists, then they can't have their cake and eat it too. Do you see what I'm saying?
You were 100% right on that.
I mean, it's just ridiculous.
It's absurd.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I appreciate your call. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. More calls straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I had the opportunity to speak to my 90-year-old grandmother at some length here recently, and she was talking about the Great Depression, and we were talking about the gas prices, the food prices, this economic uncertainty we're in, these, you know, really kind of perilous times. No one knows where we're headed or where we might end up. And she was reminded of the Great Depression and how in those days, folks who lived in the country did okay because they had chicken and eggs and they could grow gardens and can their food, but how difficult it was for people who lived in urban areas or in the cities because they didn't have the landscape for gardening or the know-how, and they didn't have the chickens and the livestock. So it was a lot different for them. Well, we know one thing's certain right now. We're headed into much higher prices on food, and there is a global food shortage. Now, what can you do to prepare? Do what I did. Sell some toys off in the garage. Go to the J. Michael Stevens eFoodsDirect.com company. Get some food and put it away and be safe. Put a little security in your life. You deserve security. Go to eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Put some food away. Do it now. 1-800-409-5633.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You want more singing, folks?
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel.
I focus
on the pain. The only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole.
The old familiar sting.
The old familiar sting.
Try to kill it
all away.
But I remember
everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend.
Everyone I love.
Everyone I know. Goes away in the end. And you could have it all. My empire of dirt.
I will let you in.
I will let you.
All right, let's go back to your phone calls quickly now. Scott in Arizona, thanks for holding. Then Helen, Nick, and others.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, buddy?
Good.
Hey,
The thing is, I'm kind of just upset with this the stock market thing, you know, going up and down and up and down. I don't want a depression to come on. It's not like I want that, but I just kind of want to get it over with. And it seems like to just keep prolonging this thing and the inevitable, you know, the obvious. And it just seems like...
Well, tell me what you think is happening, what you think they're doing, or do you think they're out of control?
Oh, I think they're out of control. I think they're just injecting it, and I just don't know how long they're going to keep it up for. I mean, when are they going to... I mean, they can keep injecting this and, you know, until they get...
They are. They're not going to stop, sir.
Yeah, I know that.
As long as the dollar has 1/100th of what it had, they will keep printing it and handing it into themselves and buying real goods with it and then foisting the debt onto our backs with their paramilitary forces. Because, see, totally bankrupting us, they, through the fraudulent receivership system, then claim ownership of us. They run up debts in our name, take over the world with it, and then claim we're pauper, indentured servitude, debtor's prison minions.
Yeah. I know. But I'm just saying that, the martial law, and we know that's all...
They're not going to stop ever. They're just going to continue pumping all the liquidity right into them, right into their own system until it fully collapses. Then they'll remonetize under a new global government model openly run by the private banks, controlling the UN, the armies, the global carbon taxes, the local enviro cops, total world government through financial bankruptcy designed by them. That's it.
I agree with you. I'm just saying, when are they going to get to that point?
They are not going to stop. They are not going to stay. The market's going to go up and down and up and down, but overall down over the next few years. And until it finally craters, and then they'll take the liquidity they've amassed and buy up basically everything that's left, and then it will just be a global corporate state walled off from the slave populations who wonder why everybody's dying of cancer all around them. That's it. I mean, just stumbling around, cops dying, your family's dying, still SWAT teaming us, citizens dying, diseases everywhere, radiation leaks, you know, poison, death, eugenics with the theosophists at the UN dancing around in our graves, giggling and smirking, while they sit behind the controlled compounds eating organic food and not taking any of the injections.
Slow death instead of like another terrorist attack.
Well, there'll be lots of those, you know, when they need them to herd us back in and, you know, teach the cops to break our skulls for our safety. It'll be a cocktail of it all, just social engineering by control freak psychopaths.
I would hope that what I'm talking about, I wish they would just, you know, there's something here that can just get the people so much against them that we could overthrow them. But, I mean, if they do a slow death like that, there's just, I don't see anybody, enough people waking up that way. It's got to
be
something
like... No, that's it. Slow death is on the menu. Slow, like a slow poison, kills you very slowly. And, you know, they drug you out with drugs and culture and entertainment. And just, you just lay right there and you just die. With a nice propaganda overlay to condition us all that it's for our best interest.
Yeah, and see, when they do a slow death like that, it's hard to wake people up because they just like, you know, they can find things to a positive anything. But when they see it, like the bank's failing, people start to wake up because they start to see it all over the TV.
That's
and
right.
They start to realize. But when they don't have enough of that going on and it starts to mellow out again, then they think they start getting hope again. And that's what I'm saying. If they do a slow death like that, it's going to be hard to wake people up.
Well, exactly. When they release a controlled bioweapon that only kills, you know, a few hundred thousand people, then they'll teach us how to live in quarantine and lockdown. And all the movies are teaching us this and how to be under control and how to have hazmat teams. And, you know, they're the good guys keeping us safe from it. You know, it sets up those roles. It's all role playing in the human mind. You know, Pavlovian, you know, mammalian programming. Of the, you know, the government's the good guys. They keep us safe from the terrorists and the bioweapons or the accidental releases, whether real or manufactured. And then that teaches us how to go under their control for the even bigger terror attack biologically that comes later. And then there's all these soft kill weapons going. And then they, you know, they practice with the autism they introduce. Then how to cover it up, how to institutionalize it, how to fashion it. You know, turn it into a fashion where they then again pose as the saviors with money benefits and giving false solutions and false reasons, and it becomes a campaign issue, you know, with McCain and Obama. And then there's, you know, all these other plagues engineered by them. It is eugenics. It is slow death. And if you want to know what's going to happen, you know, look at the inner cities. They're always about 5-10 years, depending on the sector, ahead of everything.
Yeah.
Just it's social engineering, and the people carrying out the engineering at the low level, they don't even know.
Yeah.
They're products of their environment and how they've been programmed. But then by products of their environment, the enemy knows how to take the base programming. It's like humans are like buying a computer, And it has all the innate software and programs that come with it. But then it's what do you add to the computer? What do you build into it? How do you use those programs? And then that's the nurture. That's what they bring in. That's how they punch the buttons.
Yeah, because originally I thought that if they, you know, did another 911 event, that military would be breaking out all over the country, and it would change the world as we. I mean,
they already
everybody
are. But see, that's the salve, the mental salve of the government's the good guys. They're secret bad guys. Remember, I said 7 years ago. Soon they'll say there's white Al Qaeda everywhere. See, first it's just those brown skinned people over there. You know, using the inherent tribalism. It's not even racism. It's natural. I'm not saying it's healthy in this system, but it's normal. And it's just for that enemy that wears a turban and dresses different. And then the whole time, the battle configuration, the attack pattern, the system was being geared up for taking your children, arresting you, seizing your house. The whole attack pattern was on you.
Mm-hmm.
See,
yeah.
Never ever even look at the propaganda. You can look at, that's how real intelligence is gathered, is what's happening on the ground. You can tell what the secret program is. That's how I can predict what their documents are going to say before they're declassified, and then it comes out, and I'm exactly right, because I can see the physical manifestation of what they're doing and the integrated fields of propaganda and social engineering. And I can see other countries that are more ahead of us. I can watch other countries that are behind us in their latest download of the propaganda. And so by studying that as a kind of organic sociologist, and historian, we're able to then integrate forward off the enemy's own battle plan and tell you exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah, I agree with you there, Alex. And the thing is, you know, what I originally thought if they had a big terrorist attack and they did martial law all across the country, if that ever happened, I thought that we'd have a chance to regroup at that point because everybody would say, I can't stand the military on the streets, and they would realize.
No, they're going to have rioting and people starving and more disasters to introduce us just incrementally.
Okay.
See, they're going to have North come out with the jaws of life, you know, that big machine that cuts crushed cars open. I mean, they say that for PR. Oh, we're here to help local police. We're just here. Oh, we're here to, well, like local police couldn't have the jaws of life, you know. But no, the military. See, lots of PR pieces. You already see it. I mean, I remember 9 years ago. Oh, the military police from the Army and the Air Force in San Antonio are out in downtown this week for Fiesta helping with security, and it showed them arresting someone. See, it's just introduced. Oh, they're at the Kentucky Derby. Oh, they're at the MTV Awards. Oh, they're at the NFL Super Bowl. Oh, they're at my school. Oh, they did a terror drill at my school. They didn't announce it. And some kids crapped their pants. But, you know, the parents call the news. They pick the one parent that likes it. You know, it kind of scared them. But with Al-Qaeda, I kind of think it's needed. Meanwhile, your children have now been trained to basically submit into a catatonic state when men run in on them in a SWAT team formation. It's all the whole country, the whole world is a giant re-education camp.
That's exactly right. Yeah,
but we need a re-education, don't we?
God, I hate the slow death. I mean, they. I guess there's that's
creeping death.
Yeah,
creeping soul sucking death.
Yeah, that's the worst kind, man. Jeez.
Take care, my friend. All we can do is face the horror and make preparation for it. I mean, people say, oh, it's negative, it's fear-mongering, it's scary. I mean, what is it? 1 in 33 with cancer now, 1 in 2 with males, 1 in 3 with women. What is it 1 in 25, 27 years ago with autism, now 1 in 86? What is it? What is sodium, deadly fluoride, and other toxins in the water by design with government documents to brain damage you and cause calcification of all your major glands and bone fractures? I mean, you may not as adults care about yourself. Adults innately have a self-sacrifice programming once you get into the hierarchy of needs, but the enemy reprograms that and uses it against you where you don't care about yourself. Well, you better go ahead and care about your children. Look at their little eyes. Look at their little faces. You know, I try to tell young people on air and personally, when I hear that young men and women are getting in trouble in school, I tell them, look, have you noticed that MTV and TV and the culture and the movies show it is cool to rebel and cool to do bad things, and then they show you how you're supposed to rebel with your hair, your clothes, or with tattoos, or how you talk? And I'm not saying any of that's a bad thing. It doesn't matter to me. I'm saying how the enemy operates. And then what they simultaneously tell you is cool to wear and how to talk, they show police and say, this is the enemy, this is who you alert on. So, see, you get into camouflage, which is a polo shirt, slacks, nice shoes. You act friendly, you smile. you understand you're defeating enemy operations. You go in that class and you act friendly and you smile, and all the young boys have been taught to act like gangbangers and, you know, behave like, you know, basically, rhesus monkeys. And so they act like that and then wonder why they really don't get the women. See, they know mammalian programming, and there's thousands of different points of it, but that's one of the key ones. And they teach girls, act like a little whore, and then you'll get all the guys. And really, this destroys their life. It makes them unhappy, and they get used up. Get into drugs and the rest of it. You know, I mean, you know, oh, you're too old to, you know, oh, drugs, that's too cool. That's in the movies. Or you're too young, or, you know, that's bad. Don't use that. No, you tell them, no, that's just really dangerous stuff brought in by the government because they want to be able to catch you with it to put you in their prisons. And, by the way, the drug dealers cut it at the low level with all sorts of poison. So don't ever take methamphetamine because it will kill all your T lymphocytes and will give you leukemia. It'll kill you real fast because, again, the government made all the base ingredients illegal to make it. So people, instead of having three or four ingredients to make clean methamphetamine, which is still bad, causes you not to sleep, destroys your nervous system over time, like Elvis, it'll kill you 100 times, literally faster, because they have to take each subgrouping of the drug, each sub-ingredient, and maybe take 5, 10, 15, 20 different things to just get the base ingredients they need, and they don't properly, because they're not chemists, and not that chemists can even do it properly. It's very, take a huge factory to do it properly with all those chemicals, you know, to make the methamphetamine. So they're separating out all these deadly poisons in there in a bathtub while, you know, while the baby's sitting there sucking on a baggie full of methamphetamine having a heart attack. And globalists know that. They introduce the drug culture. They know it's a doorway. It spreads it. It's cold-blooded. It's to create internal division, warfare, sectarian violence, black markets, to corrupt police. This is sociology. This is hardcore. These people are hardcore. They literally have 170 IQs, and they're evil. They're wicked. They're cold-blooded. They're selfish. And they're not going to give us any quarter. Do not ever use methamphetamine. You're out having fun. You're with some, you know, you're 14. Some 16-year-olds have put you in their car. You're going out to the lake. You want to have that rite of passage? Don't take it. And preach at them. Don't say, oh, it's because I'm a square. Say, man, that's got poison in it because it's not made properly. You know, don't go out and drink and drive because, A, you could kill some people, but, B, it's being used to totally shut down the system and destroy the Bill of Rights. And then parents know teenagers, you know, in the 12th grade are going to drink, so they try to leave and let them have a party at the house, and then they get arrested and CPS'd. You know, there's no end to it. The point is that dress nice, go in and say no to the forced inoculations. You want to be popular and cool and really mean something at school? You want to do something really different? You want to be a real rebel? Go hand out 500 copies at your high school of a fact sheet that there's no law to take vaccines and that they're dangerous. And they're going to haul you into the principal's office, and they're going to tell you they're going to have you arrested. And you just sit there and you act friendly with a voice recorder in your pocket. And then you go out and you put that on YouTube, and it's going to be national news, and people are going to go to jail. They're going to get fired. You want to really be a rebel? Defend the republic. Defend humanity. Be a true warrior. You're already supposed to be a warrior at 12 or 13. Men, women, both of you. You want to really change things? Set these bastards up. Bring them down. Show their racketeering. Show their criminality. We will invade their system. We will expose it at every level, and we will never stop. Don't ever use any of their drugs. Don't use any of them. Not their Prozac, not their Ritalin, not their Valium, not their heroin, not their cocaine. I mean, obviously, substance use is part of human history and part of what we do. You can watch Blue Jays sit out and eat ripe China berries that have alcohol in them and get drunk and fall on the ground. It's funny. You know, as you get older, if you know how to do something in moderation, I don't think marijuana and a little bit of alcohol overall is a bad thing. The problem is it generally is very dangerous and leads into excess. And so that's why I don't smoke marijuana, A, ever. And I try to not drink because, for me, alcohol is not a good thing. there are plenty of people who can drink, one glass of wine every night with their meal. That is really good for you. Or one beer. Every study shows it's good. Me, I don't drink one beer. I don't drink a lot. I mean, last night I just couldn't help myself. I bought a six-pack. I drank two of the beers. And then it made me hyper. That's actually why I like to drink, because a few beers will have a stimulus effect. And then I was up at 1 a.m., and I knew I had to get up at 6 a.m., and I'm like, I can't go to sleep because I drank those beers at 9 p.m. Oh, it doesn't matter. The point is that govern thyself. You know, get control of your mind. Think about how you're operating. Think about what you're doing. And for heaven's sakes, don't come to your children and tell them they can't watch violent TV because it's too adult for them. They want to be elders. Teach them that it's dangerous and programs their mind and damages their mind. Don't tell them they can't go out and party with their friends because they're too young. Explain to them that this is a predatory system with criminal forces wanting to put them in prison. We'll be right back with more of your calls.
Would you walk around with your credit card number displayed on your back for anyone to read? Of course not. But if you have one of the 50 million new contactless credit and debit cards in circulation in your wallet, that's exactly what you're doing. I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder of Identity Stronghold, and we think this is information you need to know. You may not even realize you already have one of these cards because they look physically just like the old card. The difference is an RFID chip hidden inside the card that makes radio communication with the card possible right through your wallet, purse, or pants pocket without you ever removing the card. Pickpockets no longer even have to touch you to get your information. Our company realizes the privacy danger this represents, and that's why we manufacture the Secure Sleeve. The Secure Sleeve is a patent-pending card sleeve that contains a radio frequency barrier, preventing radio signals from reaching your card. You can get more information and purchase the Secure Sleeve online at idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com, or call us at 800-610-2770.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com, or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Federal agents, we are armed!
As much as I love the man Paris, we're going to cut this music off here in a second and go to Helen in the great country of Canada.
Hello, Alex.
Hello, Helen.
How are you?
Good.
I just wanted to say that I really know that your life purpose is what you're doing now. You just love it. I love your spontaneity. I love your passion. And naturally, I love your truth and for us to discover if we want to question something. To me, I listen to you because it gives me I might as well not have finished, you know, my university, because I get more university from you and more thinking than any of my degrees or letters after my name.
Well, I'm flattered by that, and I get more from the listeners than I really get anywhere else, all the great angles and issues you bring up in the guests we have.
Thank you. You're relatively, you know, I've was asked to listen to your station relatively maybe 3 or 4 months ago, and I intuitively came home and listened to it immediately, and I was hooked on. And you're dead on in regard to the world order. You're dead on in regard to finance. In my opinion, we shouldn't give those robbers one red cent. They've sucked us dry, and basically they're so evil that they don't have much hope. We have to develop ourselves within to be so strong to fight them, and we cannot be in fear. And fortunately, I was given a real gift. My passion was teaching as well. But in my 15 years of teaching, only one principal recognized my talents. Before I went to school, up until age 7, I had a model that modeled love, modeled caring, compassion, everything to develop consciousness and awareness. And as I went to school, I could see that I was shamed, and I was put down, and I was very confused and didn't know why I was a poor student.
No, it's a very, very sick system, and most schools bring you into the sickness of the modern culture, and it destroys the innocence. People think of innocence as somebody who hasn't experienced things. In a way, I don't know how to describe it. Innocence is more our natural self, and they're much children who are innocent are much more attuned. They're so innately intelligent. It's just magical.
Oh, it's absolutely magical. When I was 5 years old, I looked up into the heavens. And one day the heavens said to me, which I, a God, higher power, whatever you want to call it, and my terms today are very neutral. I mean, it doesn't matter. We get caught up in terms, and that's why I was going to call you in regard to Zeitgeist.
Well, we got about a minute and a half left, so go ahead and make your point.
Anyway, I looked up into the heavens, and it said, one day you are going to understand everything. And I put my hand up. I said, oh, no, don't give me that. That's too much for a little girl my age, and I skipped off. So that modeled my innocence, but it modeled my consciousness and my knowing.
I remember having, I think most children have those similar events, staring into the great void of the universe, you know, realizing that there's so much more around us, that we're just a tiny island, in the middle of it with the, you know, sea of experiences and events and other individuals and consciousness around us. It's just so wonderful. Life is truly wonderful. And there's a lot of pain and a lot of bad things in the midst of it. But a lot of people do get hurt by the system, and that's why a lot of people do turn to evil. They learn to revel in it, and it's all a process, and that's why we need God. Listen, I appreciate your call. It's good hearing from you. Good to have you fitting into the show, Helen from Canada. All right, I'm talking to Nick, James, Rodney, Russ, and others. We're going to get our guest on coming up, talking about the monetary system we're seeing. We'll continue with phone calls as well. And I haven't even gotten into New Jersey parents protest mandatory flu shots, but that headline's not really correct. They're not mandatory. They're adding that to the list that they, quote, say are compulsory to attend school, but there's no law to take it to attend school. They just say it's a regulation, so it's fraud.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.